Well, this podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any concerns or questions about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. Now, please attempt to focus your limited mental capacities and enjoy the office of the General Counsel. Welcome to the Office of the General Counsel, everybody. I'm Ed Coleman, still, thankfully, thank the Lord, and thank you for all your prayers. But you can still call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. I'm joined, as always, by our producer, Ken.
Hello.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Fine.
I wanted to say I appreciate the teddy bear that you sent to me while I was in the hospital recently. It was nice. He had like a little judge's robe on and a gavel. And
I didn't send that.
It said, from your best friend. I assume that was...
not me.
Oh. Well, I guess I have a mystery best friend out there. That's one positive I could put in my ledger, I suppose. But so everybody, I guess I'll just dive right into it. If you listened to the last episode, I guess I should say at this point, I mean... If you haven't heard the last episode yet, stop what you're doing. Well, don't stop the episode yet. I'm going to tell you what to do. Stop the episode in a second. You're going to go back and listen to the last episode and catch yourself up, because I'm not going to go into the whole thing too much. But anyway, do that now. And you're back. Great. So, last episode there was some hijinks. I was trying to do an interview for somebody who was supposed to work in the department here, in the legal department. And it seems like... some people played a prank on me and instead invited a felon and I assume a murderer, you know, to come into the office and they tricked me, and I thought I was interviewing him. He thought he was looking for a lawyer. Anyway, things fell apart at the end of the interview, and this brute of a person attacked me and... you know, hit me pretty bad. Nothing.
Seemed very nice.
You guys got along. It did seem like you got along pretty well.
Sure, he attacked you. It looked like you guys were walking out of here arm in arm.
I don't remember leaving, so maybe you was like a Weekend at Bernie's moment. You were witnessing a Weekend at Bernie's thing where he was carrying me as if I was Bernie, and he was either Andrew McCarthy or the other one. And, so I woke up in a trunk. And that was scary. I assumed I was being taken out into a desert or a field and dumped and killed, like a thing where I'd have to dig my own grave, which always scared me, and I didn't like that idea. So I did pee myself a little bit, just a little bit.
TMI.
Well, I think people need to know what happened, because this is a really serious issue. And we're going to bring it up a little later with our guest. But anyway, so eventually we just drive along for a while, and I'm trying to like listen to the sounds that are around me, because I'm like, ooh, I'm going to guess where I am based on the sound. That's bullshit. All that stuff you hear. Oh, God damn it. I already it's like explicit. 3 minutes and 37 seconds in, and it gets explicit. Well, this is a serious issue. Yeah, it's a serious issue, and we should be as explicit as we need to be here. So... I was driving along, and the sounds just sounded like nothing. It's like, oh, there's another, you know, I don't know, another car horn, another truck. I don't know where I am. Suddenly, the car parks, and that's when I peed a little bit. But so the car parked, and I'm like, this is it. They're going to open the trunk, and I'm going to see a shotgun in my face or something. And instead, the trunk popped open, and there's nobody there. So I did what anybody would do. I got up, and I literally just jumped out of the trunk and planned to start running. But unfortunately, this car was apparently just backed up right to the Gowanus Canal. So I jumped out of the trunk, fell about, I don't know, 15 feet into the Gowanus, which is a Superfund site. So... I start flailing around, you know, it's shocking. Now I'm in water. I hear the car just takes off, you know, hardy har har, the prank's on me, I guess. Hilarious.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, well, I was wearing my interview suit, which is heavier than most of my suits because I'm trying to look good and I'm trying to impress the person that I'm interviewing as well. You know, it's not just about, you know, interviews are not just impressing the person you're about to try to be hired by. The employer wants to impress the other person as well. So, you know, I'm flailing around and now I'm sinking and I start to pass out again and I'm like, well, now this is how I die. And I was saved by what I thought was a mermaid. I was later told it was actually just a mentally ill person who constantly wears a Mermaid Day Parade costume throughout the year, but that's neither here nor there. So I wind up in a hospital. They had to pump my stomach. I mean, it was so toxic down there. I had tons of medications and IVs and fluids. There were like tubes in 8 of my 9 orifices. Wait, 8 of my 9 orifices. Oh, that reminds me. Hold on a second. I do have to give myself a shot here. Let me just. I have to shoot myself with this needle.
I don't really want to see your stomach.
I'll turn away a little bit, but I do have to put this needle into my stomach. And yeah. Okay. I have to do that only 4 times a day now, which is good. But that's because of the incredible toxicity of the Gowanus Canal, which is terrible. I spent the last couple of weeks actually just in.
Probably had a mouthful of poo poo.
There was like 98% of my body was covered in fecal matter. Yes, I was told that, and they wouldn't let me into the hospital. They had to hose me down because they were like, "MRSA, you can't come in. You can't even, don't come in. Just stay inside." And they hosed me down from the outside, which was humiliating in the parking lot, you know, of this hospital, and.
That's in Manhattan, the Gowanus Canal, or is that Brooklyn?
Brooklyn.
How yes. Sweet it is.
The Gowanus Canal?
Forget about it.
This was traumatic, Ken. And the last couple of weeks, I was basically hallucinating because the level of sedation they needed and the drugs I had to take was basically ayahuasca or something. I was like on a vision quest. And I'm doing better, though. I don't know.
I was wondering why I was so quiet up here.
Yeah, it's because I was on death's door the entire time.
Oh, sorry to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, I've got... Okay, so now I'm...
Ted has been working so hard on this case. But, we'll, you know, we'll...
Let's talk about Ted in a second, because I want to still... I want to get on the record. For the record, I want to completely list my... I want to make sure people are aware of the extent of my injuries. It's important to document this.
It's going to be long.
There's a few little bit more things we have to talk about here. Because now I'm addicted to pain enhancers. Not painkillers. Because what happened was that all of my nerves were basically killed by the toxic sludge that is in the Gowanus. So
poo-poo.
I have to take pain enhancers just to feel anything. Because the other day, well, it was like about 4 days ago, my hair was on fire for like 2 minutes and I did not know it. And that's when I realized I can't feel anything at all.
I'd say you need love enhancers.
Hey, I'll take those too. But the pain enhancers are, they do make me vomit and that's a shame. But I do have a bucket here, so don't worry, everybody. I don't think it'll happen now. I don't have to take it until after the show.
I sure hope not.
Yeah, but be careful. Don't hand me anything sharp. You know, I won't even notice that I like cut off my pinky or something, perhaps. So, and then the last thing I have is I just want to ask everybody to just be calm and cool today because I kind of have this PTSD kind of reaction. They call it fainting goat syndrome. And that's like, if there's like a startling sound, I just like stiffen up and then like fall over like baby goats do, like, and then I just, you know, it takes a couple minutes to snap out of it. It's like, ah!
That's pretty fun. Hey, you all right?
Yeah. Ken, I told you.
Sorry, I just...
That's going to take a second.
Sound real.
Yeah, well, it's real, and it's not attractive. I know it isn't. I've been on... People have been taking videos and posting it when it horns in traffic like I did it in an intersection in Manhattan the other day. That was bad.
I'd say.
Yeah, I guess I get that it's funny, but it's just not.
This whole thing is kind of funny.
Yeah, so I don't get. I guess I don't appreciate the humor in kidnapping your coworker, making them think they're going to die, and then causing them to instead have very severe medical conditions. I don't know what. I don't get it. It's not fun for me. It's not fun. I wouldn't think
well, this was your interviewee. This wasn't a coworker.
No, but I mean, they brought this guy in.
Who brought this guy in?
Didn't somebody. You, no, didn't somebody. You, here's the thing, Ken. Somebody brought this guy
in. I thought you had his resume. I thought you called this guy up.
No.
Got him in here.
If you recall, all I had was his name. I actually had to hire a private investigator to find out where he was to go get him. And then he brought him. This person finally was contacted, came in, and then he attacked me. Somebody planted this guy. And I think it's the mole.
Maybe.
Do you think it's a coincidence that the episode after I discuss the mole that's here in Unwinnable, possibly, which is my own hunch, which is based on nothing other than my own hunch, but the hunches are pretty good, and I think that's good evidence. It's not admissible in court, but it's still probably good. And the very next episode, I'm attacked and absconded with across state lines, no less. That's a violation of the Mann Act, I think it's called. Excuse me.
No, you're hydrating.
Yeah, I'm on like 10 different drugs, and only 8 of them are prescription, but seriously, I need every bit of help I can get right now. These are dark days.
Start a GoFundMe.
No, I won't do that, because it's a shame that this country has people having to go fund their medical care. It's disgusting. I'm not going to get into too much, but I'm also for Medicare for All, because the bills I'm receiving from this hospital are outrageous.
You got money.
I wish. Do you see what's the number one listen to episode of this podcast is? The first one. And there's like 100 people who listen to it. That does not add up to my bonus. Not good.
What does that tell you?
That I should keep talking about peeing myself? To get listeners? Yeah, maybe I'm going after the wrong crowd here. You know what I mean? There's a whole world of people who are just looking for like some niche podcasting, and maybe I could fill that
void.
Yeah, like listen to me inject things into my stomach. That could be a podcast, maybe. Mm. It's like
I
the opposite.
That one.
It's the opposite of ASMR, where people are like listening to soothing things. It's like people listening to gross stuff.
I mean, I like weird stuff and all, but I wouldn't produce that show.
It's true, yeah. No, you do like weird stuff. Oh, hold on. Hey, it's our good friend Ian is here. Hey, Ian, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Good, good. You coming by to wish me well and make me feel better?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a terrible shame.
It was a terrible shame, and I appreciate
like
you for vaguely referencing
for
it. Well, no, he should certainly come and hang out because the tour. It is too late for the tour. No tour. Certainly, you're not bringing a tour in right now, are you? No, okay. Not right now, I hope, yeah. It is late. It'd be weird to have a tour coming through right now, but this is good. I just need positive energy around me now. It's a dark time.
Look at this, old friends coming to visit you.
I know, this is unprecedented.
Have we had any return guests on this show?
No? Oh, I thought you were talking to the listeners. I assumed you were talking to the listeners, because I certainly don't know. No. They might know. Those rabid fans, those rabid 8 to 10 people who listen to every episode, are probably they're
seven aware. Of them are my fans.
Yeah, I'm sure, and one of them might be the person who kidnapped me and dumped me in the Gowanus.
Well, I'm a fan of that guy.
Come on now, Ken. That's a horrible thing to say.
What was his name again?
Who, the person that attacked me?
Yeah,
that's a great question. I've tried to put that name out of my mind. So I don't know it right now. And that's the reason I don't know it.
Anyway.
My notes don't say it here either. Maybe they do. Thatch?
That does sound familiar.
Could be Thatch Skibbling. Anyway. Listen. I have a theory about this now. There's a mole here at Unwinnable. We've established that. Do you think the mole is the person that kidnapped me? One. Two, do you think that mole is Ted Goldman? Because that's my new theory.
How dare you say the name of Ted in vain?
Who else would... First of all, I'm recording this purposefully on a day that he's not here. I know that he's at court. And I did that because I think he might be the mole. Who else would have a motive to kidnap me?
Yeah, you better watch out what you're saying here. Ted Goldman's an upstanding member of Unwinnable Inc. Are you doing your goat thing again?
No, sorry, that was just me. That was just me saying, bah, forget it. That was a dismissive noise.
No, you know, Stu put him in charge of this big project.
Yeah, which I'm upset about because I wanted to be in charge of that project. Oh, you know what I did learn, though?
I feel like you're a little jealous, so you're now trying to frame Ted for nothing.
Listen, I'm not trying to frame anybody. I just want to see where the evidence leads. And right now, the evidence, which is mostly my passionate feeling that it was him, is leading me to point right at Ted Goldman.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about the law, but I'd say you need something a little more bona fide.
Sure, of course. But we'll get the documents, and we'll get all the proof we need, text messages, phone calls with this Thatch Skipling or whatever it is. And I'm telling you, I think Ted Goldman's had it out for me from day one.
He's a really nice guy.
I'm a really nice guy.
You hate his voice, and his voice sounds fine to me.
You're wrong there, Ken, and the listeners agree.
He's always been so nice to you. Sent him on a wild goose chase somewhere in the Himalayas. He got bumped to coach. Don't you remember that?
That's kind of funny, though.
Terrible.
It was a wild goose chase.
I only got rich, but that's another story.
Yeah, so it came back to bite me in the ass there, too. Mm-hmm. And probably twice, because I'm telling you, he's the guy who fucking hired this kidnapper to come and attack me. Listen, let's let bygones be bygones for now. We have a show to do. Although, our guest today is, you might recall Trip Flippington. He was the head of HR.
Name sounds familiar.
Right. Well, we interviewed him, apparently. So, you know, my notes indicate that we interviewed him at some point. So Trip Flippington is no longer with us or something. Nobody's seen him. And then I heard that the new head of HR was Janet something. So I looked it up, and her name is Janet Jort, and she's going to be here in a little bit. And I want to, you know, file an official complaint with Janet Jort about this prank that was done to me. So I'll be doing that in a little bit. So that'll be the guest coming up.
Nice.
Real quick, though. Before the guest comes on, I do want to do a quick, I tweeted out today and said, hey, anybody want to ask an attorney a question? Anybody want to make a guess in the Guess My Middle Name game? And David Shimomura, who is a contributor to Unwinnable, he's at DH Shimomura, that's standard spelling on Shimomura, and he made a guess at my middle name. He guessed Ableton.
Ableton.
It is a great guess.
Assimilate.
Yeah. I'm going to put...
That's my guess. Assimilate.
Oh, that's your
guess. It's a great Skinny Puppy song.
Oh, Assimilate. Mm. They sound like an adorable band. Are they super adorable? Because it sounds adorable.
Oh, they're
Skinny
so
Puppy.
Adorable. You should go look at them on YouTube.
Okay, so Assimilate is also wrong, but Ableton is wrong. Also a great guess.
Ableton, that's a great guess.
Yeah.
And I like Ted's guess last time. It's atrocious.
Again, see? Oh, you know what? I'm writing that down. Proof. Atrocious. He's attacking.
You better watch out what you're doing. You know, Ted has sent me some encrypted messages about his what's going on here. I have to pass them off to Stu at some point. I hope we get to see him later.
You have encrypted messages from?
Yeah, about the mole case.
About the mole case? How come he hasn't reported to me? I'm supposed to see this stuff.
I don't recall you being a part of this. Did he hire you onto the team or something?
I'm going to have to review my contract.
Did you interview with him?
No, I didn't.
You ever send him your portfolio that he asked for?
Ken, I've been at the bottom of the Gowanus for 2 weeks, basically. You know, in essence, I know I was in a hospital for most of it, and I was only at the bottom of the Gowanus for a little bit, but still, it was...
like your Club Med.
Yeah. My Club Med, where my stomach's been pumped daily, and... I won't even tell you what they did with the speculum that was not pleasant. So his asking attorney from... So this is...
Back to David Shimomura.
Yeah. Interestingly, this is our first person to ask an attorney question that didn't have 69 at the end of their handle, which is odd. That's a strange coincidence. But his asking attorney question
progress.
Is... Yeah. thankfully. Is it a war crime to come to a house party with 4 boxes of Domino's pizza? That's a good question, and I'm not familiar with international law, but I took this question seriously, as I should, and I did some research. The International Criminal Court, based in The Hague, has jurisdiction to prosecute three types of cases: war crimes, genocide, crimes against humanity. Which, interesting fun fact about crimes against humanity, that's named after the popular card game Cards Against Humanity. But so the governing document of this International Criminal Court is called the Rome Statute. Ah, Rome. That's Rome, Italy, in case you're wondering. Rome, Italy. What's Italy known for?
Pizza.
Pizza. Very good, Ken. Pizza.
I love pizza.
So, this is Article 34 of the Rome Statute. It's not considered a war crime, but it is considered a crime against humanity. So be careful, David Chimamore. I hope this wasn't, you weren't asking this because you did this. That's all I'm going to say. I've interacted with him a little bit on Twitter. I assume he has not done this because it sounds like a garbage person thing to do. But be careful, because there is no statute of limitations for the International Criminal Court. He can live another 50 years and then be arrested for it and brought in front of the International Criminal Court for doing it. So beware, everybody. That's the it's called the Avoid the Noid article of the Rome Statute. So, great. That was the beginning of the show. We're going to get to Janet Jort here in a second. Thank you for joining us, and just stick around through the break. Hey, everybody, since it's kind of healthcare week on Office of General Counsel, I figured we actually have a new sponsor that is perfect. It's a digital anal thermometer, which has really changed my life recently and everything I have to do for my own healthcare now. It connects right to your phone, which is great. You no longer have to, you know, insert the thermometer, you know, 5 to 8 times a day to check your temperature in your rectum. First of all, by the way, I do not check my temperature by putting it in my mouth. That's gross. So, this digital anal thermometer, it's got easy, you know, easy insert, getting it out is, it's better to leave it in for a little bit, but it connects right to your phone. You could look at any time of the day. I'll check right now. Hold on a second. Check the app. Boom. There's my 98.6 right on the button. Fantastic. It's important to check. And, you know, even if I'm not sick, I might just have this on and, like, just to check my temperature all the time, just make sure that I'm running cool, running smooth, running easy. And it tickles a little bit, but it's not too bad. And it's Bluetooth 5.0 enabled. It's called the Booty Temp app, and you can get it on the whatever stores you go to get apps. It works really well, and you will always know how warm you are. And I am very warm. Great. Check it out. Digital Anal Thermometer, Booty Temp app. Tap, dat, app. DAT, Digital Anal Thermometer, tap, dat, app. Okay, welcome back to the show. Hope you enjoyed that ad. We have here the new head of human resources. I don't know how long she's been doing it, but it's a pleasure to have her. We had Trip Flippington previously, and her name is Janet Jort. Welcome to the show, Janet. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Very good.
Hi, Janet.
What's going on, Ken?
You get along so well with people here, by the way, Ken. I just want to...
except one person.
Model employee.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot, and I don't doubt it. Why? How could I? There was one person you didn't get along with. And
that's all right. You can't love everybody.
Yeah, he's got a mellow energy. It's too much for you. So, Janet, how are you enjoying being the head of HR here?
What do you mean by that?
Do you enjoy the job at all?
Are you implying that I shouldn't?
No. I just wondering, you know, I thought it was basically a question to ask you to speak on.
You seem very aggressive about my job.
No.
Do I intimidate you?
You didn't before, but you kind of do now, I guess, would be my answer. Well, the first thing I want to ask all HR people from now on is how much of your day is devoted to dealing with complaints against Chuck Moran? Percentage wise,
I can't speak about that in a public forum.
Fair enough. I understand that. Well, the closed session will do that. Janet, I brought you here today mostly, I guess a little selfishly. I was bamboozled and hoodwinked and shenaniganed. Sure, we'll say shenaniganed. And, you know, somebody played a prank on me, and I think I was attacked, and I've had some concerns that somebody here did this to me. I want to file a complaint against an unknown person that I think is Ted Goldman, but we'll get into that in a second. So what's the process for filing a complaint against somebody?
Do you think that HR is just your private police force?
No, 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 but I thought that HR
it
was...
it seems what that's what you're saying. We're not mercenaries.
You know, I would say that the HR people I have seen do seem to be a little armed, and they wear gear that I would describe as tactical.
I wouldn't mess with HR.
I know. That's why I usually don't. And I'm not trying to mess with HR. I didn't think this messing with. I'm just trying to file a complaint.
Yeah, because against I feel the like nicest I've been wrong. Guy in the company, Ted Goldman.
Again, I feel like you're being very aggressive towards me.
Oh, boy. Maybe if I change my stance and be a little bit more submissive.
Tell her how nice her dress is or something.
It is a nice dress. I'll say that. And
why are you looking at my dress?
I feel like we got off on the wrong foot here, and that's probably my fault.
You introduced yourself. You didn't even introduce yourself to her, did you?
Well, I introduced myself briefly over the break. Well, no, I introduced myself briefly over the break. I said, hi, I'm Ed, and...
I don't even know who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the general counsel of the company. I'm the head of the legal department here. And so sometimes I do get
Ken, is he a friend of yours?
Janet, I'm just saying, like, sometimes there are...
I just work with him.
Documents come up this pneumatic tube here sometimes that are from you that I have to sign. And, you know, so you do send things to me. I thought maybe you knew who I was for that reason. But regardless, that's fine. I just want to file a complaint for having been attacked and kidnapped and thrown into a Superfund site. So I just wanted to file a complaint. Is there no complaint procedure for people who...
I just want you to know that I'm recording this.
As am I, so as, if you need a second copy.
Technically, we are too, so, but that's... It. Yeah.
I'd love to give you everything.
I don't believe you got my consent.
In fairness, New Jersey is a one-party state. You only have to have one party aware of the fact that you're recording them, but that's neither here nor there. Okay.
I just think this is very inappropriate.
I was... Okay,
I
so...
I agree.
Guys... Just to,
she's
sorry.
A lady.
I meant guys in like kind of the generic. I did not mean any kind of disrespect to you, Janet. Last episode, I was attacked in this office, and I was dragged unconscious out into a trunk, and then I was driven.
I mean, I never saw that.
Did you call the police?
Yes, the police were called.
Did you check the video?
I have no access to check the video, unfortunately. Try making no. Security is insane. Do you have access to video by any chance?
I believe you don't want to be making psychological...
Oh, I meant that as a colloquialism, certainly. I meant the security is intense.
I mean, are you a psychologist?
No, no, no. You're right. I misspoke. The word insane should have said intense. The
He's
security
just a
here
signer.
Is intense, and that's appropriate.
I just sign stuff.
I do things other than sign
he
stuff.
He thinks he's a lawyer, but he's just signed stuff.
I mean, I guess I would say mostly I sign stuff, but I do other things. I can't think of any right now, but...
Like harass executives?
Yeah. Yep. Sounds about right.
I'm feeling very harassed, Ken.
Boy, this
I'm
is
gonna
really...
I'm going to let Stu and Ted know. Don't you worry, Janet.
Man, oh, man. I'm just... Now I have my... I'm like right up on the foam of this microphone now because I'm so... uncomfortable. I feel like
sir, what you're doing to that microphone seems a little obscene.
Oh boy,
it's not appropriate for the workplace.
Okay, let's just reset here and see if we could just
maybe we should go back to your office,
to my office,
or to her office, or go to lunch.
Listen, okay, guys, let's ma'am, Ken, everybody here in this room, including Ian, thank you for coming in. I'm glad Ian's here. Yeah, I'm glad Ian's here because it's important to have an extra set of eyes on this. Apparently, all of a sudden, now I feel like I'm in trouble, but I really didn't mean to. I just wanted to see, and I'm not by any means trying to be a snitch either. I know that generally snitches get stitches. So, but I do want to just say that I'm concerned about the physical abuse I received here. And I just wanted to bring it up with HR. I guess maybe I've overstepped my bounds. I think HR is a place you go to in a workplace when you're kidnapped. You know, anybody who's out there who's been kidnapped at a workplace, you know, hit me up on Twitter, at unwinnableootc. Is that not appropriate to ask HR about being...
I mean, you sure you were kidnapped? To me, it seemed like you were having a drink or two with a possible hiree. You fell down the stairs, maybe.
Were you drinking in the office?
No, first of all, Ken, he punched me several times in my eyeball.
You're not allowed to drink in the office.
Nobody's talking about drinking in the office. What we're talking about right now is the violence.
That, Janet.
What we're talking about right now, if you'll excuse me for a moment. I just need to nourish myself.
What are you drinking?
My doctor prescribed this. And so this man hit me several times in my nose, in my eyeball, and twice in my lip. And then I woke up in a trunk. So I don't know what you witnessed, Ken, but I thought you would have seen the punching and the I thought maybe the audio recording would have screams and crying.
No.
Speaking of getting hit, you said earlier that you had hoses in 8 of your 9 orifices.
Mm-hmm.
I only count 7 orifices.
Now, typically, I think this would be something I would raise with HR, but HR is here, so let's just... So I count both my eye sockets.
I don't think eyes are orifices.
If your eyes weren't there, they're holes into your body, right?
But there's eyes in them.
Yeah, but I had a hose in one of them.
I'm not buying this.
So everything else had a hose and also one of my eyes. It was a small hose, thin one.
I just don't think that's an orifice.
I don't know what else to call it when a hose goes into it.
Is an armpit an orifice?
No, there's no hole there.
No.
Yeah. So, okay, so.
What if my armpit has a hole in it?
You might want to get that looked at.
Agreed.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Janet. That's a good point. So I'm counting.
Happy to help.
2 nostrils, 2 ears, 2 ear holes.
That's 4.
Your mouth.
5.
Your personal
6,
stuff.
7.
Right. And then, so I didn't think, I wouldn't have called my eyeballs one, but there was a hose in one. That was kind of like on the outside of my right eye all along. And so I guess 8, 9. Now, if you want to call it, maybe it's 7+. That's what I had.
He's no scientist.
Obviously.
It goes, there's holes in there.
I just don't think it's an orifice.
You ever see
I
a skull?
That's the wrong word.
You ever? Well, what do you want
I'm
to call
offended
it?
By this conversation.
I'm
Can
sorry.
Can I file a complaint?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So easy.
Jeez. What form is he using to file this complaint? What form number? Is there a place where
I can... Sir, you're being very aggressive again.
I'm not trying to... I'm not being aggressive. I just... It was a question.
There you go.
I didn't know what form I would... Write down the names of people I think might have hurt me. It begins with T, ends with Goldman.
That's slander.
Liable.
Guys.
Those words you know?
I know there's a difference between the two.
Yeah. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah. Nobody is. What? Somebody is.
Not
I
you.
Am. Technically.
It all depends on the fringe and the flag that they have in the courtroom.
Whether or not they have jurisdiction. You're talking about jurisdictional issues?
Admiralty
yes.
law.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Those are...
The court in this country is a farce.
So we have a fundamental... disagreement with how Janet Jort sees the world and how the government of...
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, of course not. Everybody's free to think what they think, and we all agree with that. We all support that. We all salute it every day, and we salute the flag, and we sing She's a Grand Old Flag every morning. We pledge allegiance to the flag.
Form B96.A. That's the form I need Janet to file my complaint.
Okay.
Can I also use that to file a complaint about the... Okay. Is there a specific kidnapping complaint form?
No.
Man, oh man. Well, you've been a pleasure, Janet. I really appreciate you coming by, and I apologize for wasting your time. I feel like you think your time's been wasted.
Are you trying to bribe me?
Oh, no. Would it help?
No.
No, of course not. That's a silly question, and nobody asked that. So, thank you
like
for
a weird
by.
Advance was, there.
What?
Making advances at her?
I'm not making advances at all.
I'm glad you gentlemen were here. make me feel much more comfortable with this person.
He's weird. Sorry, Janet.
I'm not trying. Oh, man. You know, in my regular...
You're very aggressive.
I'm considered...
From all that vodka he drinks. Oh.
Ken, it's prescription. And it's not vodka.
I feel like you've been warned.
Gulp. Everybody, I want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank Janet Jordan for being here. And
Janet's always very nice.
Janet seems nice, and I appreciate her coming.
So great to have you in here.
It was great to have you here, Janet.
And Ian.
It was better to have Ian here.
Hi.
Or nice. It was nice. It was great.
It's nice to have both of them here.
Yeah, sure. Come by anytime you want, Janet. I really appreciate it. Your melodious voice will be missed.
Are you propositioning me?
Sort of. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening and say this has been a great episode. And I'm sorry for the hiatus. I'm sure you've already heard a couple episodes, but the hiatus had to do with my own medical needs. But I'm getting back at it, and I'm getting stronger every day, and I'm doing all sorts of, you know.
Where's Stu? I got to give him these encrypted messages. I have like 3 discs worth.
Really? Man, that guy works so fast.
No, he's hard working fast, but you have been out of it for a while.
Can I leave now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Janet.
Thanks for coming, Janet. Don't worry.
We'll send you a edible arrangement on Ed.
Is that we agreed we're doing
it? Are you doing the end of the show or what? I want to interrupt you like 6 times.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. And this is the end of the show, and I'm going to try to do it real quick because Ken likes to interrupt. I'll hit all the main points. First of all, please.
The door's locked.
Hold on. Let me just hit this button under the table.
Thanks.
That was Janet Jordan, everybody. And that's the end of the show. And so listen to, subscribe to the podcast.
Ian, do you want to leave too?
Guys, just, yeah give me a second. Yeah.
I left my purse.
Okay, it's over here on this chair by the plant.
You have to buzz me in. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you got to buzz her out now.
I'll wait for her to get a purse.
Yep.
Okay. That was Janet Jordan, everybody. She's gone for good. Thank you for listening. I'm going to say it one more time. Subscribe to Unwinnable. Make sure you subscribe to that monthly
thing
magazine.
I'm not hungry.
You better not be, buddy. We're trying to fucking finish this right now.
Yeah, let's do this.
Follow me at Unwinnable OOT. Okay. Yep.
Hello.
There's $5 missing from my purse.
Come on,
Janet.
Ed.
That's your own issue. I don't know what your thing is. Nobody touched your purse. I'm not letting you in anymore, Janet. This is now a hostile. This is a... Janet. All right.
Just give me the $5.
I didn't take any money. Nobody took any money
just
out of your purse.
$5.
I've been sitting here the whole time, Ken. I didn't take any money out of her purse. All right, fine. Here's $5. Here's $5. There.
Thanks.
Everybody,
get it out, Ed.
That was extortion, but it's over. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the podcast. Until then, we'll see you next time, I guess. You know, I love you guys. Fuck you. Bye bye.